Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today as we again feature a children's book author and illustrator. Her name is Taylor Peake.
And she is, as I said, an author and an illustrator of My Bed Ready Body, accepting illustration projects for September 2025. I wanted to try to help her out and bring awareness to her books, her creativity as an illustrator and an author. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Taylor Peak.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Glad to have you. And I've had several children's book authors on my show prior to becoming a children's book author myself. And so I know how it is to try to get media exposure to bring awareness to your effort. So I'm hoping the Mark White Show does that for you today as we bring awareness to our listeners.
That's amazing that you do this. I really do appreciate just the opportunity to be on here with you.
Well, Taylor, let's talk about your early days. I know that most people that I talk to have influences. Maybe it's parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, educators, people who influenced you in your life that maybe you can look back and say, well, that's a good reason that I took this path. Can you think of some people, some individuals that had that type of influence on you?
Oh, absolutely. So my grandparents both were artists and made their living by creating. So my grandpa, both of them did a lot of painting as they got older, but my grandpa did a lot of marketing for a major glasses company when he was working early in his career. My grandma was a jewelry maker, and then they both, like I said, kind of moved into more painting and selling their artwork to make a living as they got older. But and so I grew up, you know, seeing their work and appreciating it, and of course playing with all of their fun art supplies in their studio. But I actually, I guess I never really thought about it that way, just because it has always been a part of my life. But I guess now that you say it, it does seem they probably influenced me a little bit. But truthfully, everything just kind of unfolded for me to land me here where I am right now. I never anticipated this for my career path, but it really has been just the best thing ever to be here. So, most of my career was in veterinary medicine, in a management role. In school, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I went to college to be a veterinarian. I didn't make it the whole way. but then I just kind of explored a career path, in management, and in when you're managing, a lot of it is marketing and creating and, doing flyers and social media and all of those things. And those are the things I really leaned into when I was in that role. Then I started creating a book of my own when my son was born. And I just kind of went down a rabbit hole of what it takes to create a book. And then in that research, I found a lot of authors that were looking for illustrators. And I said, well, you know what? I just so happen to be illustrating. I'm not a trained illustrator, but and so I started to kind of just put some samples of my work out there, and a lot of authors reached out to me to help them with their books, and it just kind of expanded from there. So it's been really cool.
Isn't that incredible, the platform that we have today to be able to share our work and to have a response like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely did not anticipate it, and it kind of just unraveled in me sending samples, and they would say, okay, you know, how much does it cost? And I said, well, that's a great question. and so I kind of just figured it out from there. I put together my packages and my timelines and my contracts and all of that. And I was just learning as I went, and now it's pretty streamlined. But for a second there, I said, what have I gotten myself into here? But yeah, it's just been so cool.
So you were playing around with your grandparents' art supplies. When did you actually put pen to paper and start writing? Were you journaling when you were younger, or what did you do that would be an example of writing early on?
My mom always tells a story that when I couldn't find paper one day, I stapled a bunch of paper plates together and wrote on those. But so I guess I was resourceful in that way. But I think I did do a lot of journaling. I always just loved writing, even research papers and things like that. I did not put pen to paper in a children's book form until my son was born. He opened my eyes to to just a brand new perspective in the way that children see things, and the way that they appreciate things and they notice the small details. And I said, hey, he's teaching me so much by seeing life through his eyes. And that just kind of gave me an idea for my very first book. That one's yet to be published because that one is so much my heart project that I rework it all the time. But that was kind of the first dive into writing for a children's book. It's called When I Talk with Nature, and I haven't published it yet. Yeah, but that is kind of what led me into finding these Facebook groups that introduced me to all this other work. So I was looking for, you know, an editor for that book. I was looking at how does the self-publishing process go? And I found these Facebook groups full of so many knowledgeable authors. And so, and that's where I started to see those posts of people looking for illustrators. So that kind of led me into looking there, but I am still working on that one. That one I'm in the illustration process of, and it's just that all of my other work has come first now. But yes, then my Bed Ready Body was a separate idea that I had, and that one just kind of unfolded for me too. So I'm just following the journey, letting it all unfold before me and seeing where it takes me. But yes, my Bed Ready Body is kind of an interesting story of how I got there.
You have really dove into this business, Taylor. It's amazing. You're you're in a lot right now.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, I like I said, it just kind of happened. So we relocated out of state last August when I found out that I was pregnant with my second child. And so I moved to a new state and I started to look for jobs in my same field. And eventually it just felt kind of silly. I'm like, I'm going to have a baby in 4 months and silly to start a job right now. Why don't I just really lean into my book right now? And at that point, it was all about that first book, When I Talk with Nature. And yeah, then it just kind of happened from there. I started a website in January, had my daughter the same month, and I guess I didn't really take a maternity leave because I've just been working on books ever since.
So you are highly motivated, and whereas others maybe they're looking for opportunities or they're thinking about maybe a book that they've worked on and they've yet to take that leap, but what was it about you, would you say, that causes you to be a person who goes ahead and just goes for it?
Sleep deprivation, probably a little bit. But no, I think, you know, I just am having so much fun with the process. And truthfully, when you're working with other authors that are self-publishing, you realize we're all kind of figuring this out at the same time. And so we're bouncing ideas off of one another. They're asking me to make things that are going to be useful for them for marketing. And I'm thinking, well, hey, I could use that too. And so we're just kind of expanding all together at the same time, I think. And so seeing their wins and trying my best to be a support for them as I answer their questions and making sure that I'm answering them properly, they all just kind of lead me down these separate rabbit holes where I'm like, well, hey, now I'm going to try this out. Now I have to seek this answer. Because I want to be more than just an illustrator to them. I want to be a partner in whatever they're working on. And so it just kind of keeps me learning, keeps me rolling. But it's just been so cool. I've met so many cool people in this process. And I truly just honor the process a lot too. I know every single time an author sends me over their manuscript, I know that that's a vulnerable thing because I've sent my own, you know, I know how that feels to send something that came from the heart and to hope that the person reading it loves it. And so I do just try and honor their process and I try and honor the trust that they're putting in me. And that really does keep me motivated to just keep chugging along.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Taylor Peake. She is an author and illustrator. We're glad to have her on the show right now. And in the next segment, Taylor, let's talk about these couple of books that you've written and then working on, and kind of dive into what the message is that you're wanting to convey to those who are reading the book, okay?
Sure.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm always glad to have children's book authors on the show to share about their work. Today, I have an author and illustrator. Her name is Taylor Peake, and she has been on the show in the first segment. She's with us now as we talk about her work as an author and illustrator. Welcome back to the show, Taylor.
Thank you so much.
I know that we mentioned a couple of books in the last segment, and I wanted you to be able to share with people the message, maybe the first book, My Bed Ready Body, and share how that came to be, and then the message that you want to convey to those who read the book.
Absolutely. So My Bed Ready Body is a unique book in that it's interactive. It's a bedtime story, but it's a little bit different than what you would normally imagine a bedtime story to be. So normally when you think of a bedtime story, you're snuggled up in bed, the lights are low, you're nice and calm, everyone's getting a little sleepy. You're reading a nice loving story about a family dynamic of some sort, or, you know, some cuddly bears in the forest. But My Bed Ready Body is a little bit different because it gets the family moving. So I worked with a pediatric occupational therapy assistant named Hannah Silcox. She has a pretty large Instagram account called Sensory Play All Day. And so her passion is sensory activities for children. And so the idea came to life, oh, I don't know, maybe in a dream or something, but because there's so much information out there on social media about these movements that children can do before bed to help calm their bodies down. And I thought to myself, you know, rather than dissecting 49 Instagram videos and trying to pick out the movements based on a 10 second clip, I said, we need these written down somewhere. And so that idea came to be because a lot of the movements I thought could mimic things that animals do in nature or elements of nature. And so we have pages in the book like, you're becoming a tortoise. You're doing a really slow, careful crawl across the floor. You're stretching like a fox. You're coasting like a bird. You're swinging like a sloth. And so a lot of these movements that we're doing, I've written the storyline to go alongside them to kind of keep the kids engaged, to give them something to relate to. When I tell my son, okay, you're a turtle, and I put a pillow on his back and I tell him, don't drop your shell. Right. He gets it. He knows he's got to crawl nice and slow. He's rhythmic in it, and he's making sure that pillow doesn't fall off. And so that's where the storyline comes into play. And that was my side of things, along with illustrating it, of course. But Hannah's portion of things, because she's got the occupational therapy experience behind her, was to choose the movements that would be most effective for children before bed and to put them in an order that makes sense for their bodies to wind down. So we have them all kind of laid out, and we've got scientific reasoning in the back of the book about why it works. We've got each movement broken down into three steps for families to be able to follow along. And it's just really fun. My son asks for it almost every night, some mornings even, and I don't think he knows why it feels good in his body, but he really does know that it does feel good in his body. He's 3 years old. But yeah, it's just been really cool. It's definitely not what I anticipated my very first book would be, because the other one that I'm writing is so very different, but it's been an incredibly awesome project to work on Hannah, or to work with Hannah on. We've gotten some really wonderful feedback about how it's affected family sleep and how it's helped, like, the bedtime routine struggle, if anybody's dealt with that, and kind of motivating their kid to get to sleep or get to bed. This is a game changer when it comes to that battle. And then it does just help for a more restful and deeper sleep, even later sleep in the morning. If you want them to sleep in a little bit, it helps.
And you are at the point right now that My Bed Ready Body can be ordered through your website.
Yes, I've got all of my books are here at my house. I had them printed. I didn't want to do print on demand because I wanted a really nice hardcover quality. So I went this route. I pre-ordered all of them. They're all here, and everyone that is ordered is shipped out by yours truly. And so, yeah, I've got them all here ready to order. And I'm working on a book two of the series called My Calm Body, which is a similar interactive story, like used for calming corners, if you've seen those. But that's a work in progress, and I'm hoping to have that one by December.
Yes, I see that's a pre-sale item right now, My Calm Body hard book. How's your autograph hand doing?
I think I'm still ironing it out a little bit. I did it's more of a demonstration. I did a book reading and demonstration for a group of a fitness group of moms and children locally. And after the fact, all the kids wanted their signed copy. And I did have a marker with me, but I wasn't quite anticipating it. I was like, oh no, now that I'm here, I don't know what to write in here. I don't know. Do I ask them their names? So yeah, I'm just learning as I go, but it's just been the best thing ever.
And you really don't want to mess up the spelling or write something incorrectly on a good book, right?
You really don't.
Oh, the pressure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about When I Talk with Nature. And I know that's a project that you said you're currently working on. Let's talk about this book and the message you want to convey with that.
Yeah. So When I Talk with Nature was inspired by my son. One of the more surprising things about becoming a parent for me was the fresh perspective that you get. You know, when you're on the ground level with your children, which I feel like most adults unless you have children, you don't spend time on the ground dissecting the grass and looking at the roly-polies, you know. And so my son being born was a fresh perspective for me in that he made me slow down and see things that I haven't seen in a long time. And so for me, When I Talk with Nature is a book about what can we learn when we slow down and watch nature. So I guess that's kind of the storyline. And the whole message would be, you know, nature obviously does not talk back, but there's a lot we can learn if we slow down and we listen to it. When we slow down and we see it, what are these messages we can take away? What is nature trying to tell us? So that's the story there.
Let's talk about the process of working with someone as an illustrator. I know that currently you're accepting illustration projects for September 2025. What is it?
Yeah.
What are the steps to that process, Taylor?
Yeah. So a lot of it has been through these Facebook groups. I'll see authors posting looking for an illustrator. They typically give a little blurb. This is what my book is about. This is a few of the main characters will look like this, and I'm looking for this style. Ideally, they put their timeline in there too, but then they just get inundated with comments from illustrators with samples of their work. And if it's something that I feel like I'm aligned with, like something that I think I would become passionate about, I put my sample on there too. So I'll typically put my website on there and just a sample of my work that I think pertains to what they're looking for. And then they reach out if they're interested. So they typically would message me from there and ask for, of course, a quote, a timeline, things like that. I get a little bit more info about number of pages, illustration types, in terms of like, do they like a lot of spot illustrations? Do they want double page spreads for each page? Things like that. And then I'm able to give them an estimate. And of course, our timeline has to align as well, because I am booked out until a year from now. So some authors are willing to wait that long, some are not, and that's perfectly understandable. Once you're at the point where you're ready to draw, you don't always want to wait. And so if everything's aligned there, then we work out the contract, make sure payment schedule works out, everything like that, the terms as far as copyright goes. And then we get to talking about their ideas that they have for their book, their vision, how they picture their characters to be. A lot of authors want characters based on people from their own lives. And so I get a lot of reference photos sent over. The visualization stage or laying out the book and coming up with the characters takes quite some time. I'm pretty collaborative when it comes to that. I really do appreciate an author's input. And so there's a lot of back and forth to make sure I get it just right. And then from there, we move into kind of sketching out every page of the book. We do a couple rounds of revisions after that, and then I move into color. Couple rounds of revisions after that, and then I move into full detail to finish out the book. I offer book formatting, design, layout, typesetting, and cover design as well. So if they've opted for me to do any of those things, I'll do those as well, and then send them their files to do whatever they're going to do with them. A lot of authors at this point are doing print on demand, and so they just need the files compatible with Amazon. Others are printing offset printing, and so I'll find out what specifications they need for that, and then they're on their way.
Taylor Peake, I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me today to explain about your books, My Bed Ready Body, My Calm Body, and then the up and coming also When I Talk with Nature. People can go to taylorpeakcreative.com. That's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Peak, P-E-E-K, creative.com. There they can also follow you through your social media platforms. And we will try to get Hannah Silcox on with us eventually. But I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me today, Taylor.
I'm so happy to talk with you. You're asking me the hard questions. People don't ask me So you're getting me thinking, that's for sure.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by this conversation with Taylor today and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.